Despite its harsh climate and contrary to Antarctica, the frozen north has been inhabited by ancient man for millions of years and has become home for numerous diversified cultures. According to a French biochemist, future development of the Arctic will require a multidisciplinary approach. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. In a recent visit to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Professor Louis Ray reviewed the history of the Arctic and shared his concerns for future development of the region. He noted that the Arctic has relatively young ecosystems.
Despite this apparent stability, the northern habitat was then substantially different from the present period for purely climatic reasons. Indeed, in the last 200,000 years, and since the Mindel Rift period, northern lands have been submitted to major successive glaciations separated by warmer interstadials. The Mindel Rift 1 and Rift 2 to Rift 3 periods each lasted at around 30,000 years. But the real glacial age came some 90,000 years ago with the onset of the Wurm-Wisconsin period, and it lasted for nearly 50,000 years with an acute period of bitter cold between 20,000 years and 10,000 years BP. As we can easily see, this is a fairly recent event, and the Arctic regions are just starting to recover from this severe stress and restore their soils and ecosystems seriously damaged by the heavy, aggressive ice cap which extended as far south as mid-latitude.
Discovery and exploration of the Arctic regions has been ongoing since the visit of the Vikings. Explorers looked for shorter routes to China. Then, at the end of the 19th century, discovery was pursued for the sake of discovery and scientific research. Ray went on to discuss the continued interest in the Arctic, as demonstrated by projects like the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Always a pioneering region, the Arctic is now at the turn of a new period, according to Ray. Regular airliners crisscross the North Pole area, numerous research stations drift on the polar bank, and strategic submarines swim beneath the icy waters. The rim of the polar regions hum with activity. Tradition mingles with technological advances. Yet, Ray cautions that despite multifocal activity, there lie hundreds of miles of Arctic desert between tiny human settlements, creating one of the real difficulties of the Arctic region.
They have huge potential mineral resources, but scattered in one of the most hostile environments of the Earth. They have unlimited land for human expansion, but cultural, historical, and political constraints fence communities within narrow limits. They have hundreds of thousands of square miles of fishing grounds over the fertile banks of Arctic waters, but violent gales, drifting ice, and fierce competition between home fleets and interlopers are going along. In the huge deep taigas, indefinite biological resources can be found, but they are also susceptible to be wiped out for decennia or even centuries by accidental or irresponsible fires. There is a fascinating and elaborate wildlife. Last remnants, maybe, of the world's original natural schemes, which shows an unbelievable resistance to a harsh climate, maybe the harshest of all, but which are also liable to disappear almost completely if their delicate biological equilibriums are unbalanced.
In light of the need to maintain this delicate balance, Professor Ray urges a multidisciplinary approach to any new venture in the Arctic. He is president of Comité Arctique International of Monaco. Besides his visit to UAF, he participated in a state-organized conference on health in Anchorage. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. As part of the commencement weekend activity, the University of Alaska Museum has begun its summer hours of 9 to 5 and will feature through June 6th a collection of Ziegler prints. There is an all-Alaska juried show in the Fine Arts Gallery through May 28th. Summer sessions begin June 7th, and construction on lower campus will cause some inconvenience between Fine Arts and Wood Center. Please bear with us. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office. in cooperation with KUAC FM.